It's time to talk about the Disney D-gens.
All right. Now
they have a child predator problem, I would say so.
All right. So we've all heard in the media about Disney doubling down, and I'm sure you've already listened to the released calls of them calling. They want 50% of their material to be gay and trans.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because that's going to end well for your
the
marketing.
The proof is in the pudding.
Yep.
Disney has had individuals arrested every single year for child molestation and pedophilia.
Yep. Every single year since 2012, Disney has had employees arrested for child sex trafficking.
Yes, absolutely correct. Now
that is messed up.
Now, Disney, from I believe it was a 1967 law, was passed to allow Disney to be to basically manage themselves like a city, meaning they have their own police force, their own investigative services or whatever. They were never involved in any of these busts, to my knowledge. I could be wrong here. But you have individuals flocking to that area because they know they can get easy targets.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, at this point, when you see how far this goes back, I want to say this newest bust, I mean, it wasn't entirely Disney, but you're talking 180 people in this newest bust. Mm-hmm. In 2017, I want to say it was 108. In 2014, there was a whole six-month investigation and 35 employees just from Disney were charged with sex crimes against kids.
Yes.
When it happens every single year like clockwork, you don't have bad actors flocking to destroy your brand. You have a culture that creates, breeds, and encourages monsters.
Correct.
And when you look at what they're saying about a bill that's only 7 pages long that anyone can fucking pick up and read it, it's not like the ACA where it's longer than Stephen King's The Stand. You can hold the bill in your hand and read it, and not once does it say gay.
No.
And they're going to stand against, oh, no, we're going to make at least 50% of our new material now is going to be gay and trans for kids. You know which countries are not going to buy that shit? The same ones you're trying to suck their little tiny egg rolls.
Yep.
China's not going to buy it. All these other countries that are anti-gay, they're not going to buy it. You're doing it to virtue signal to a bunch of asshats who are not going to buy your shit anyway because they think the government should be giving them all their money.
Well, the gay community makes up 5 to 6% of the gross population of this country, and the trans population is half of 1%. So literally, Disney is bending over backwards to placate a fraction of the population and turn the rest of us into the victims for that small population. That is fucked up.
And everything that the left right now is pushing and Disney is embracing and trying to peddle to your kids is literally going to destroy this country. We have right now, like the official numbers finally, like 75 years later, whatever, 72 years late from the 1950 census came in. Mm-hmm. We have more than double the population now and less than half the birth rate. Now, China is currently trying to avoid a demographic time bomb, which is why they may or may not have released an unspecified illness of unknown origin. Okay, and now, because the leftoids have fully embraced things that prevent that, you know, it's like, oh, well, we want you to, you know, you should get abortions. You should take puberty blockers so you're completely infertile. You should do all of these things that prevent you from reproducing and actually, you know, having a nuclear family.
Well, we're already seeing that.
I know.
They've already eroded the nuclear family.
It's not going to go well.
This country is crumbling because of that.
Yeah, in 20, 30 years, it's going to get real fucking bad. That is, if it doesn't collapse before then.
Yeah, well, in 20, 30 years, I'll be way too old to participate if I live that long.
Well, you're on the 65 and out plan, so you've got like, what, 12
years? I probably won't be here. I'm on the back nine anyway. So.
You like your pizza too much, man.
Yeah, you're right.
But hey, you know what? I want that number on that board to be at least 1,000 by then.
I hope it is.
At least. Needs to be more.
Amen.
Just saying. Oh, look at this here. So the stories are horrifying. In one case, police set up a sting operation that nabbed 3 Disney employees who believed they were soliciting shenanigans from minors. Robert Kingsolver, who oversaw ride repairs at Disney World, enticed someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl into a private residence, Joel Torres, another Disney employee, brought condoms with him to meet with a 14-year-old child. Alan Treister, a concierge at the park's Animal Kingdom Lodge, went to a 14-year-old boy to fulfill a fantasy of being a big teddy bear for a younger chaser. In all three cases, the men were met and then arrested by police who had set up the trap to catch predators in the Orlando region.
Wow.
You know, you were mentioning this earlier, and when you look at the track record, you see stories like this. You were mentioning, you know, the Catholic Church.
Oh, yeah.
They looked the other way for years, and to the point where it started attracting more of these priests.
Yes, it did. They literally,
kid diddlers.
If there was any crazy accusations, boom, that priest is in Rome.
At this point, because when it goes on long enough, like I said, you no longer have bad actors. This is a culture, and they're turning a blind eye to an open secret.
That's exactly what they're doing. And I mean, listen, do you want to take your kids into an environment where they could be turned into victims or be the prey for some sickos? Fuck no. And you're going to get ass raped by the park for the amount of money you pay for everything.
So you're getting fucked while you're getting fucked.
Yes.
It's not good.
No, that is not good at all.
Oh, let me touch the sprouts. Bad Mickey. Bad touch.
You want to talk about
here.
Getting to the second power, man. Wow.
It's terrible. But, oh, hang on. It's not all bad news because apparently there are people who can still use Twitter for good. And I'm not just talking about Elon Musk buying 10% of their shares. Oh, almost 10%, like 9.4 or something like that.
Yep.
It's good times. And there's already people resigning and they think that we're going to care. No.
No. We don't care. the way Disney's been performing the past 10 years, I just want them to get broken up and disappear. They no longer support this country. They are not, like, I'm sure Walt Disney did what he did because, one, he wanted to make money and he was entertaining kids and he was trying to improve, you know, the civilization. That is not what Disney's doing now.
No.
They need to be gone.
They
in
have
my
gone
opinion.
Full-blown commiecrat, and everything they do is to push that agenda and endear themselves to countries that would basically take anyone who champions this rhetoric and hang them for it or force them into a labor camp.
Or throw them off a building.
There's also that. I believe I can fly. Chris Rufo has put Disney on blast and drops a list of Disney employees that have been arrested for molestation and ornpay. Oh, this is too good. And there's a lot of pictures, too. Now, if there's one thing that Disney has definitely embraced when hiring these predators, it's diversity.
Yeah, here
we go. I will say that. So you got this guy. This is the Robert Kingsolver dude that we heard about here. This is Alan Treister.
Wow, that's a fat bastard.
That dude could run a few.
He's like four bills.
That's Paul Fazio. He kind of looked like Abe Vigoda shit him out and then tried to arrange his features like Mr. Potato Head.
50 counts of possession
of child ornpay. Multiple scenes of nude prepubescent children engaging in. That's disgusting. I'm not even going to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Patrick Holgerson, arrested for soliciting shenanigans from undercover agents posing as a 13-year-old boy. I work with kids, and I love kids, and not in a bad way. I just have a strong connection with kids.
Uh-huh.
And sadly, that dude looks like Ralph Macchio. I'd say more diversity here. Justin Hazen, Arlandre Sims, arrested and charged with a total of 40 counts of child ornpay, depicting victims as young as 4 to 5.
That is sickening.
Disney Cruise employee, whose mother clearly drank and did drugs while he was in the womb. Oliver Lovat, arrested for molesting a 10-year-old boy on the ship's Oceaneer Kids Lab. And the charges were later dropped when the boy's parents did not want him to testify in court.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't. More diversity here. Milton Braganza caught on camera molesting an 11-year-old girl. Disney authorities allegedly told security to keep your mouth shut, allowing the man to evade arrest. What were we saying earlier about a culture that incentivizes and encourages this?
There you go.
More diversity. Savannah Lawrence and Jonathan McGrew arrested for soliciting a three-way with undercover agents posing as a 13-year-old girl. Talk about your ebony and ivory. And then, Disney has had employees arrested for child sex crimes in 2012 every year up till the present.
Wow!
Holy shit!
What is this telling you? This is f***ed up.
Woo!
This is Walt Disney.
Everyone
now, listen,
take a drink.
when I made that Boba Fett movie, when I heard Disney bought Star Wars, I thought it was going to be really good.
Ugh.
And I take those words back now. I really do.
Yep.
Because they are screwing the pooch. We need to systematically dismember Disney and make them go away.
Yeah. And the really,
and this is nothing new.
No, the part is that this is not anything new. And Disney and others in Hollyweird have been actively trying to censor anyone who brings this to our attention for decades. And who's the most prominent member among these voices? Corey Feldman.
Yep.
There is a whole documentary that Hollyweird has gone out of their way to make sure you never see it. It is out there. You can find it. You may have to torrent it, but it is out there. It's called An Open Secret. He spills the beans on everything that happened to him, Corey Haim. If memory serves, there was some weirdness in there with Charlie Sheen as well, not as a victim, but as a perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
A little messed up. And yeah, Elijah Wood apparently went on record, was talking about various things. What does he say here? Because I remember reading it. It was pretty f***ed up. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's right here at the end here. Yeah, there he is. Clearly something major was going on in Hollywood. It was all organized. There are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. However, he clarified on Twitter and to the Hollywood Reporter that his statement was based on the documentary An Open Secret and not his personal experiences. I highly doubt that very much. Considering the kind of people that he was in with, Weinstein was very instrumental in bringing in Lord of the Rings. Not good. And Corey Haim, we all know, wound up, I think he OD'd, didn't he?
Once upon a time. Bad with names.
This guy. One on the left.
Yeah.
I believe he OD'd.
Ugh. That's a shame.
Yeah, and of course, you know, everybody's going to, what about Michael Jackson? It says right here. Corey Feldman says flat out that his friendship with Michael Jackson, who was sued, you know, blah, 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 and acquitted of all charges, nothing's going to change on that because there's no new evidence. The man is gone. Let him rest in peace. He told the Hollywood Reporter Jackson was never inappropriate with him. If you guys have not seen Razor Fist's entire expose on all of the accusations and documentaries and bullshit levied at Michael Jackson, he brings receipts and he debunks all of it.
So I will say this about Michael Jackson. He was one of those child stars, and he, as an adult, he was not mentally healthy, in my opinion.
Well, no, I mean, growing up how he did, I'm actually surprised he was as well-adjusted as he turned out.
The rumor is his father was a tyrant, man.
Absolutely. It cracks me up. A lot of these people are like, well, you know, I stayed in Michael Jackson's bedroom. Michael Jackson's bedroom is two stories. It's the size of a house. He could be asleep in one room of his bedroom, and you could be down one floor way the fuck over there.
Listen, I don't know the details. All I know is whenever I saw Michael Jackson, I just got the huge creepy vibe.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that is how he was raised.
My ass was going nuts. I'm like,
Yeah, but you know what? Being creepy does not necessarily make someone a creep.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm sure that a lot of these people who worked at Disney would have, you know, just, well, he just seemed like a regular guy.
Yep.
And some of the biggest creepy-looking dudes have hearts of gold.
Yeah, you aren't correct.
I'm friends with some of them. Just say it. It's f***ed up. But yeah, I can't recommend that one enough. I'm going to send you those links, actually, because I was talking about that Razor Fist thing on Michael Jackson. Three videos are probably about an hour long total.
All right, I'll watch them.
All of them are hilarious, right to the point. He just cuts through all the bullshit.
I'll watch them.
I still want to have you on the show, man. I don't know if you ever watched us. Been trying to trade emails with you. I haven't heard back. But I've been a huge Razor Fist fan.
Yeah, I like his show.
So, what do you think in regards to this Disney thing? What can people like us do? You know, like average dudes, we got over 1,000 people watching the show right now.
Average dude, cancel your Disney Plus, number one. Number two, stop going to any movies that are put out by Disney. Don't give them your fucking money. Don't go to their parks. All right. In fact, get on Facebook and warn all of your friends and family. And show them this video when it comes out. And this, like, listen, this is the craziness that's going on. at basically Disney has become the producer of pedos.
Yeah.
There's somebody there turning a crank right next to the guy who turns the crank that produces idiots, but this one creates pedos.
Degenerate Disney diddlers.
Yeah, I like that.
DDD, it's your favorite bra size. Oh, man, degenerate Disney diddlers. Sounds like a Little League team. We really love the kids. We're going to start a Little League team. Oh, yeah, what's it called? The Disney diddlers. Might need work.
Yeah, you kind of, well, I might want to rethink that.
You might want to rethink that a little bit. Goofy's Groomers, I like that. Ugh. Mickey's Molesters, I still don't like it. Go back to the first one there.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.